help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new Black media for the new millennium.
Hello everyone, this is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network, exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is, so that you and your loved ones navigate this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. The purpose of this podcast is to eliminate all confusion. And judging by last night's results, there is a lot of confusion in regards to racism and what it is, so that those who are classified as Black are no longer confused. We find this show to be necessary because before a problem can be solved, it has to be identified and understood. And too many Black people, again, especially judging by last night, do not understand racism. Visit us at CobrasInAction.org, a website dedicated to countering racism and replacing it with justice. Please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and SoundCloud. We're always publishing content to all of our social media sites, so please follow. This is our seventh podcast in the series titled Understanding Racism, White Supremacy. But what I'm going to do today, I had a topic already planned out. We were going to talk about war in the system of racism, white supremacy. But due to the so-called stunning results from last night's presidential election, I feel that it is appropriate to go over the concept of refinement one more time, because this will permanently remain case in point that I will personally use to explain refinement in the system of racism, white supremacy, I think, which is the biggest barrier to Black people understanding the ass whooping that we are continuously getting in this system from our oppressors. So we're going to spend this show talking about last night's results. And to say it quite plainly, you live in a system of racism, white supremacy. If that is not clear to you now, then you are living in a make-believe world. Now, if that stings you a bit, this idea of white people being supreme, then you need to use all that energy that you have, and you need to use that to counter white people. When I say white supremacy, Don't use your energy to be mad at me, because I'm not doing anything to you. They are doing all the doing. It's white people that are ruining your life as a black person. They decide how much money you make. They decide where you live. They decide your quality of life. They decide how often you travel. They decide what kind of health care you're going to get. They decide the food you eat. This is their world. And acting stupid and being offended and not calling out the truth is not going to help anyone. We have to be as clear as possible. And what I'm saying is, white people in 2016 control everything. And if last night's results do not communicate that to you, then you are hindering yourself in understanding what is going on. You need to understand that right now you're being dominated. That's white supremacy. And you also need to understand there are no good white people. All right, so we are going to talk about these things when I come back, because there's too much confusion. And see, this is to the point now to where, well, we'll get into all of it when I come back. You are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, R.G. Reed. You are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. We were going to discuss war in the system of racism, white supremacy, but due to last night's election results, we are going to be talking about refinement in the system of racism, white supremacy, because this is the single greatest barrier in black people understanding racism. And last night's election results is a perfect case in explaining refinement. Now, I'm going to say some things on this show today that will upset some of you, maybe, depending on how far along you are in your understanding of racism and white people and your own mistreatment. But I hope that you will have the courage to listen to the show in its entirety and to replay it as many times as possible, because everything that I will say, I will be clear and accurate. And as time goes along, you may not agree with everything I am saying today. And in my estimation, that is because of the trauma you have suffered as a descendant of slaves. You may not understand everything I'm saying to you today, because you've been programmed to think like a European, and quite honestly, to be comfortable in your inferior status. But at some point, as time goes along, if you keep these words, what I'm saying, on your mind, and if you are applying what I say today in your everyday life as you move through life and as you deal with white people as time goes on, you will come to see that everything I say today is accurate as long as we are living in a system of racism, white supremacy. Let's talk about refinement. I did an article on refinement myself on our website about a month ago. So I'm going to look that up right now. By the way, make sure you go to cobrasinaction.org. A lot of great articles there. The whole point of cobrasinaction.org is to articulate racism in the clearest way possible, so that there is no confusion as to what it is, and this is important, who are the culprits. You have to be clear about racism, white supremacy, and what it is. I'm looking for the definition of refinement, because I want to be clear. Give me 1 second. Yeah, we have a lot of good articles here, a lot of definitions on the website, and we're adding every day. Make sure you tell your friends about the website. You have to start understanding racism if you're going to counter it. All right, here we go. Refinement, the act of deceiving in the interest of maintaining dominance. Now, read one more sentence. It says, white people maintain dominance because they are great deceivers. They pretend to be a people of great ideas, morality, and values, but they are not. I'll stop there. You can check out the rest of the article at cobrasinaction.org. Okay, so white people are refined. They are pretending to be something that they are not. Last night's election is all the proof that I need. White people, for almost a year now, they spoke to you about how they detested Donald Trump, how he was a disgusting individual. Last night, going into the election, Hillary Clinton was not just supposed to win, but she was supposed to lay the smackdown on Donald Trump's ass. She was supposed to destroy him at the polls. Now, I talked about refinement a couple of shows ago here on The Barbershop, and I told you all, I said that white people are not upset at Donald Trump's words towards women, his actions towards women. That's a bunch of BS. I said that because white people are refined. They are in the business of presenting themselves as something they are not, because that is the path to maintaining their dominance with the least cost. Because if you have a people that's being oppressed that do not even know that they're oppressed, then any kind of resistance from them will not be in any kind of existence at all. They will not resist because they don't know to resist. Now, white people are refined. They're always deceiving in the interest of being able to mistreat with the least amount of cost to themselves. This is essential to understanding racism, white supremacy. White people told you they were not going to vote for Trump. They told you he was disgusting. White people told you that he was dangerous. White people told you that they were fine with a black, let's be honest. They told you they were fine with a nigger president. They told you that. However, when they took their asses to the polls, and when they got their asses behind those boots, they revealed themselves as to what they are. They are interested in maintaining white supremacy. Donald Trump offered them white supremacy on a platter. It doesn't matter if he follows through or not. The point is that Donald Trump presented a platform of white supremacy. We're going to take this country back. We're going to increase law enforcement presence on our streets. We're going to have the strongest military in the world. This is all code for, we're going to continue acting white, and we're going to be proud of doing so, and we don't care who has an issue with it. White supremacy is nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to run from. This is what Donald Trump offered white people. And white people, no matter how much they told you they loved Obama, they want to kiss Obama, they love his children, and they want to sing Kumbaya and dance with him and do the nay-nay. No matter how much they told you that, when they got behind the boots, when the choice was multiculturalism, inclusion, feminism, we will get on that in a second, equality or white supremacy, white people hands down chose white supremacy. White women are liars. They are liars. I said on that show, most of those women that were talking all that crap about Donald Trump victimizing them, being victims, crying, I told you they were lying. Donald Trump did not victimize anybody. The only person he may have victimized was the woman that presented a case to the federal courts saying that as a 13-year-old, Donald Trump raped her. That may be the only real victim. But all those women coming out talking about, oh, he grabbed me this way, you know, when I was sitting on an airplane, he touched me, he looked at me. Those women were acting refined. Those women are not victims. Towns have been burned because of the word of these angelic, white, God-fearing, Christianly women, white women. People have lost their lives because of the word of a stinking white woman lying. Towns have been burnt. People have lost their livelihoods because of the purity of white women. White women lie, and you got black women, stupid fools, victims of racism, white supremacy, that are all in line with the feminist movement. They sit down at the feet of white women. They listen to white women like good little pets. Yes, yes. Us white women are being oppressed. But you should join our cause too, because we're sisters. Us white women, we love you. Yes, we understand that in our rage throughout history, we have separated you from your children because we were jealous that our white husbands, your slave master, was sleeping with you over us. Yes, we did that, but we're sisters now, and we love you. And black men are oppressing you too, so you should help our cause. This is what white women are saying to black women. Yeah, you're being abused by black men like us, so you should join us. Gay people too. Oh yeah, you know, we're being discriminated against too because we're gay. And black people like fools. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know what, man? That sound kind of right. Yeah, I'm going to join that cause too. Meanwhile, you give up your own sense of self-respect by joining all these other causes when the biggest cause for you is dead smack right in front of your face, and you choose to do nothing about it.
Your biggest cause is racism, fool. Wake up. And white women just smacked all you black feminists in the face. There ain't no need for no black feminism. Let me say that right now. Black men do not systematically oppress black women. Sure, you have some black men that foolishly hit black women, but you had that across the board. That's not something that is unique to black people. Across all colors, across all religions, across all groups, people are mistreating each other. No one's denying that. And nobody should be putting their hands on anybody. So let me just say that. Now, white women, however, are saying that they are systematically trivialized by white men. This is accurate. Then they are going on to say, and this is inaccurate, that you, black woman, are systematically mistreated by your black men as well. We have a common cause. Let's unite. No, 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 no. If you are a black person, woman, man, it doesn't matter. Your cause is not feminism. Your cause is racism, white supremacy. That is it. Since you've been here, that has been your only real cause. Racism, white supremacy. That is your biggest detriment. It is detrimental in everything you do. White women are liars. They went to the polls. They cried victim. The whole world listened. Oh my God, Donald Trump. He's such a pig. He's such a brute. He's so unrefined. We can't elect him to the White House. Michelle Obama getting out there, another victim of racism, white supremacy, getting out there, being put on display by white people, crying. Oh, what he did, what he said about the, not even talking about the girl that was raped. Michelle Obama gave that passionate speech based on the claims of grown white women calling themselves victims because Donald Trump looked at them a certain way or grabbed them at a party or bluntly asked them for sex in so many ways. That in and of itself, these are not crimes. If a man is forward with you, he's being forward with you. This is acceptable in this culture. That's why I said on that last show, hey, these people are lying. They are not really upset with Donald Trump at all. Within this culture, within this sexual, this sex-driven culture, you have some men that are bold and forward. A man being bold and forward is not necessarily a crime. If a man grabs you, if he mistakenly thinks that he has the liberty to grab you for whatever reason, that in and of itself is not a crime. Because if you push him off and say, uh-uh, I don't get down like that, that's that. No harm, no foul. Because the truth is that some women like that kind of attention. So all this talk about Donald Trump and that conversation he had with that Billy Bush or whatever his name is on that bus, that's refinement, folks. Nobody is upset at that except black people. And Michelle Obama is up there giving that passionate speech about, oh, this is degrading to women. It minimizes women. It trivializes the bodies of women. How about that woman in Syracuse, first lady, that was attacked and raped by that racist cracker cop in Syracuse who was called while he was on duty? on Valentine's Day, the woman put in the call to the Syracuse police force. Hey, my daughter, I believe, has been kidnapped. Can you send somebody out here? They send this cracker on duty. He uses his badge and authority and he rapes this woman. That is a victim. And yes, she was a black woman. That is a victim. Now, Michelle Obama was not crying over that. Michelle Obama was used by the Clinton campaign, like Jay-Z was used by the Clinton campaign. White people put niggers on display all the time. Michelle Obama was put on display. Jay-Z and Beyonce were put on display. The whole President Obama presidency was white people putting a nigger on display for the advancement and to continuously confuse black people, but for the advancement of white supremacy, period. These white women claimed they were victims and they took their asses to the polls and they voted for Donald Trump, the person who they told you was public enemy number one to them and to feminism. He was not. White women are liars. When the choice came up in the booth between feminism and white supremacy, white women chose white supremacy. Black people in the United States are stupid and cowardly. That's really what it comes down to. Black people in the United States are stupid and cowardly. And this is to be expected because black people are traumatized. I talked to several people that had a problem with Nate Parker's movie because they said that it was about black people killing white people, and that's not the way to go. Hold on, let me say that again. I talked to several people. Pull your ear up close to the speaker because you need to hear this, and I'm yelling because you need to get this across your head right now. I said I spoke to several people about Birth of a Nation. They told me that they had a problem with Birth of a Nation because it was black people killing white people, and that is not Christianly. Now that is victimization, if there ever was victimization. That's trauma speaking. No self-respecting person will have a problem with putting a smackdown on anybody that is enslaving them, their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, their lover, their wife. Nobody with self-respect will have an issue with killing a slave master. Nobody. And to hear stuff like that lets me know just how victimized we are. And you gotta call it what it is. It's cowardly. Stay with me. Do not be a coward and cut this show off, because all you will be doing is proving my point. It's cowardly and it's disgusting, and that shows you to the extent we have been hindered by white people and slavery and Jim Crow and all of the other mistreatment we have suffered since we've been here. I said also, black people are stupid. You have the Black Talk Radio Network, which I am extremely proud to be a part of. Now, this man, Scotty Reed, has been running this program, this network, for a while now. There's no way, if we were a proud people, he would not have already raised $1 million by now. Over $1 million. Over $1 million. Hell, given what he's doing, he should have had that in the first 6 months. Because when that cracker, George Zimmerman, requested funds, white people came immediately. Within like 2 weeks, he had like $700,000+. Now, you look at black media. It's all geared at keeping black people stupid. And you have a man, Scotty Reed, who has said, you know what? We need to challenge this. This is not acceptable. And it is contributing to racism, white supremacy, and black people not trying to undermine their oppressors. So I'm going to counter by myself the entirety of Negra Media. Okay, so he comes out, he puts out the Black Talk Radio Network, which is specifically designed to undermine white supremacy. And he has a grand vision, and his vision is right on point. In my estimation, his grand vision should have already been achieved. It has not been achieved because we are so traumatized, we are so stupid, we do not even understand what it means to help ourselves. Media is important to the extent that propaganda influences people and their behavior. That's how important media is. You don't understand the rise of Nazism in Europe. You do not understand it. Because if you did, maybe you would understand the importance of propaganda and the importance of what Scotty Reed is doing. There's no way he should not have $10 million in the bank right now for his effort, given what his goals are and how long he's been doing this. What's going on? Why are people not donating? You can't tell me that it's not because black people are stupid. Collectively, we are stupid. We are trained to be stupid because we have been brought here to work, to shut our mouths, and to obey white people. We don't do anything for ourselves. We leave it to white people. Here is a man that decided, I'm going to challenge white people. And in my estimation, he is not getting nearly the help he deserves. And that makes me sick. I don't need to know what his marketing efforts are because I know how black people are. There's a product or service offered to black people by another black person. That self-hate gene comes out. It shows itself. It rears its ugly head. And it keeps us from connecting and from being constructive with each other. That's what's going on. Black people aligning themselves with feminists, aligning themselves with homosexuals, aligning themselves with Latinos, aligning themselves with Asians and their struggles, whatever struggles they may have, aligning themselves with every other people and every other struggle you can think of, except the one that's staring them in front of their face and causing them the most problems. Racism, white supremacy. Now, what is that? That's stupid and that's cowardly. Going to some church, when some animal comes into a church, He shoots up nine black people, nine innocent black people, and the next day, they're forgiving. What is that? Stop using God as an excuse. That is not godly. That is cowardly. And God has nothing to do with that. I've heard black people say things like, it's in God's hands. No, it's not. God has given us all free will. That's it. What you do with your free will is of your own accord. That is insulting to God, the whole concept of God. God is given everything you need, fool. And you sit there and you do nothing to help yourself. God is not going to help you. And let me say this. Don't think that it is a given that black people classified as black are going to be here 200 years from now. Don't think. Please do not think that the extinction of black people, African Americans, black people in the West, is not possible. Don't think that. Groups of people have died off throughout human history. And there's no guarantee that black people, especially black people in the United States, are going to be in existence 100, 200 years from now. You better get comfortable with that idea. Because it's very possible that we've been so traumatized that there's no coming back. That's possible. I'll say it again. Whole groups of peoples have been wiped off the planet. Whether it be from war, from famine, just from mixing over periods of times and losing their identities, whole groups of people have been wiped off the planet. We don't have any guarantees. So if we don't start acting in a constructive manner for the survival of our identity, we too will fall under the category of the extinct. And now you've got yourself something funky. Many of us are picking bits and pieces of Dr. Welsing and Nellie Fuller's teachings, but are not grasping the entirety of what they are saying. I keep saying racism is white supremacy. Now, there are a lot of people on this that listen to these broadcasts that are aware of Nellie Fuller Jr., Dr. Francis Kress Welsing, Dr. Francis Kress Welsing's Kress theory. Okay. And they're all on board for Dr. Francis Kress Welsing and Nellie Fuller Jr. as far as them being people and what they're trying to do. What Dr. Francis Kress Welsing tried to do as a counter-racist scientist. However, you have to grasp the entirety of what they're saying. Central to what both of them are saying is that racism is white supremacy. Doesn't mean that God thinks that white people are better than black people. All that stuff is neither here nor there. That makes no sense. Give me 1 second. Okay. That has no bearing on what we're talking about. God has given us free will. What you do with it is your own choosing. And that's that. Don't put this on God. Don't put your ass whooping on God. that is not of God. God has given free will. That's that. That in and of itself is a gift, because you don't have to be here. Now, God's part is done. You've been given the tools to do whatever you want. And whatever the consequences of your actions are, that's that. So white supremacy has nothing to do with someone or a group of people biologically being better than anybody else. White supremacy has nothing to do with white people being the chosen ones. White supremacy has nothing to do with white people inherently being more intelligent than anyone. White supremacy is white people collectively outthinking everyone else within a given period of time. That's it. In order to control and dominate. That's what white supremacy is. That's what we're saying. So if you're in a fight, if someone pinned you down, but if you still have breath, if you're still punching and kicking and moving, you got two choices. You can either give up or get your ass up and change your predicament so that you are not inferior, so that you are not in the inferior position. This is what we're talking about. You've been smacked around, kicked, punched in the mouth, kicked in the ass, kicked in between the legs. Your teeth have been knocked out. Your mama has been smacked. Your sister has been punched. Legs have been broken. Necks have been snapped. Okay, so you taking some hits. However, you're still kicking. You're still moving. You're still breathing. So now, are you going to... are you going to get up and do something about your inferior status so that you are not inferior anymore? Or are you gonna stay down like a little punk and whine and complain and try to put it off on God as an excuse to do nothing because you're scared? This is what we're saying, and this is what you have to decide. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and Black Talk Radio Network. Be right back. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. We are talking about pretty much just the results from last night's election. We were going to talk about war in the system of racism, white supremacy. But given what happened in last night's election, I thought it appropriate to once again discuss refinement in the system of racism, white supremacy, because in my experience, I find that refinement is the biggest barrier preventing black people from understanding their mistreatment from white people and understanding the system of racism, white supremacy, and what we need to do to counter it so that white people are not supreme, so that white people are not dominating every aspect of your life. Donald Trump won last night, just to reiterate what we've gone over. Donald Trump won last night because white people are in the business of maintaining white supremacy. after 8 years of a Negro presidency, when white people were presented with an option to continue the legacy of the Negro, and multiculturalism and acceptance and equality and all that crap, or white supremacy, white people overwhelmingly chose white supremacy. But white people were telling you that they were going to choose Hillary Clinton and multiculturalism and holding hands with black people and sleeping with black people and kumbaya and Black Lives Matter and whatever. Okay, so refinement is the subject of today. Last night's election results is the perfect case in point in pointing to when you are articulating refinement, the biggest barrier to black people understanding racism, white supremacy. Latinos are not your brothers and sisters. There was all this talk about Latinos kind of balancing out the underwhelming amount of black people that were going to stay at home because they were not excited about the options. The Latinos were supposed to level that out, okay, were supposed to compensate for the lack of black people, understandably so, not coming out to vote because of the failed Obama experience. Now, Latinos supported Trump as well. These are not your brothers and sisters. This narrative is false. And this is also part of refinement as well, too. It's not true. It's always in the interest of white supremacy that you do not understand just how dire your situation really is. If black people were a brand, if we were a business brand, I would say that we have the worst image, the worst brand out of all the other products. That is because of how black people are perceived, which is directly a result of white supremacy. Because it's their entertainment, it's their media, they portray us as something less than human. And people around the globe respond to that. They don't think of you, they don't think much of you. Plain and simple. Latinos are not your brothers and sisters. They don't care about you getting your ass whooped. They don't care about your struggles. Latinos, like any other group, are willing to be honorary white people. Enough of them are willing to be honorary white people. Enough of them to the point where those that really do want to connect with black people are of no significance, ultimately. Such is your situation. So we better start getting used to the idea of we are in this alone. This is our problem to fix. No one is going to do it for us. So we have to do it ourselves. We need to start connecting as a people right now. And let me be more specific, because people say this all the time. Yeah, man, we need to get together. We need to have some conferences. You know, we need to have some good food, some good entertainment, man. We need to connect. This is black people talking. We need to connect. We gonna do some good dancing. Yeah, we gonna shuffle our feet. Yeah. We gonna have a nice little conference room. Yeah, and we gonna have some experts. And they gonna get on the stage. And we gonna talk about our problems. And then we're gonna have some honorary white guests. Yes, some liberal, some good white folks, good Christian crackers to come and bless us with their presence. And then we're all going to listen. We're all going to nod. Yes, yeah, that's so right. They're so correct. Oh, they're so smart. They're so intellectual. Good little wasps. goodwill intentions, little wasps. Good, well-intended little wasps. And then we're going to go home and do absolutely nothing about racism, white supremacy. No, I'm not talking about that. You, right now, I'm talking to you. Right now, you listening to this show. Not the other person
you are the
listening
first
to the show.
On the call. Please hold while we wait for the others to
join. Not
the
radio host. They have shows on this network. We're not putting this on anybody else but you. You that's listening right now. This is what you need to do. First off, you need to understand your system of government. You have to become politically active. Black people are not politically active at all. Black people mean nothing politically. Black people are told to vote, and black people vote. Like slaves. You're told what to do and you do it. Okay, this is not power. Black people do not understand power. We're going to talk about power very briefly. You, right now, need to go out and get yourself a pocket guide of the Constitution. You, right now, need to understand the relationship between the three branches of government. You, right now, need to understand, you need to know what political boundary you're living in, what county you're living in, what city or town you're living in, and you need to learn, know who the officials are that impact your everyday living. You need to take down names and numbers so that if people need to be held accountable, you can apply pressure. You need to be doing this. You. And this is equally important because one doesn't work without the other. You need to start connecting with other black people. And I mean literally. Go start. If you don't have any friends, I'm assuming the lowest denominator, I'm assuming the lowest common denominator amongst the people I'm talking to right now, meaning you have no friends, meaning you have hardly no money. I'm talking to you. You still can do these things. You need to connect with other black people, even if that means going out, knocking on doors. Go to a black community, knock on doors, and blatantly ask, are you interested in ending racism, white supremacy? It's a yes or no. Get five yeses. Get five yeses. Once you get five yeses, once you get five people to say, to agree with you, yes. I am interested in ending racism, white supremacy. Five black people. These are the people that for the rest of your life you roll with politically. And you need to build on the relationship. And you all need to meet once, maybe twice per week at least. And you need to hold study groups. You need to just talk. Talk about the issues and hammer out as black people what you want, because ultimately voting is a numbers game and black people don't have no agenda. Okay, so we need to so this is how you need to do it. Get your five and then hopefully and connect with other like-minded black people that have their five. And this is how you start to build a network. So we have to build a network of individuals. And key to this network is that we, you know, exchange phone numbers, keep in contact, find all kinds of reasons to come together and have social gatherings consistently, because you have to build upon a relationship. And key is that there has to be some kind of agenda that is developed that embodies the idea of freedom for black people. It's time that we are not free. We're told what to do. It's time that we admit this, and it's time now that we take the shackles off and say, united and collective as a people, this system is not for us. We understand this now, and we're going to do things our way. The trick is figuring out the our way part. We have to develop an idea of what it is we want to do with ourselves without asking for permission from anybody. This is not about asking white people, oh, well, can we do this? Can we meet here? Can we meet there? Can we march there? The idea of being free is not asking white people for anything. If you're going to be free, take your damn shackles off and be free. But freedom comes with responsibility, and we have to hammer out exactly what it means to us and what we ultimately want. Okay, now, I'm ready to wrap up here. So, racism is white supremacy. You have to understand that racism is white supremacy. Last night, the election results that we got was because white people chose white supremacy over everything else, equality, feminism, multiculturalism, inclusion. They chose white supremacy over all that. So that should let you know that white people are in the business of maintaining dominance over you. And if you do not understand that now, you are purposely not understanding that, and you need to grow up. And you need to understand that you are a victim and that only you can do something about it. And people that look like you, acting in unison. And acting in a concert with each other. But anyway, folks, that is going to do it for me. Make sure you check out the website www.cobrasinaction.org, because we do a really good job at articulating racism. It's still a work in progress, but black people need help in understanding racism, and that's what the website is there for, to articulate racism so that we can counter it with a system of justice, as Millie Fuller says. Also, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Instagram. Just go to the social media section at the bottom of our website on cobrasinaction.org and click away. Last but not least, folks, please donate. This is a very time-intensive, financially intensive endeavor, but articulating racism so that we can counter it is the most important thing any of us can do. So please support this effort and donate. Remember, catch the show every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on the Black Talk Radio Network, and archives of the show are available on www.cobrasinaction.org. This is R.G. Reed signing off. Until next time, peace. And may God help us all.